This is Introduction to Marriage and Family Counseling, BC205. This course introduces a student to marriage and family counseling. The students in this course will learn how to apply effective tools and strategies to help the couples they counsel within their local churches and communities overcome issues in their marriages, families thereby strengthening and building lasting relationships. This course is not for licensed therapists, marriage counselors, or any other credentialed provider. It is a foundational course for pastors and other Christian ministers or leaders seeking to counsel, encourage, and support Christian marriage couples, about to wed couples, and families in their relationships. Please note that although this course is called Introduction to Marriage and Family Counseling, it is a guide focusing more on marriage counseling and the next course titled Biblical Principles for Family Counseling, starting in April 2023, will concentrate on family counseling with an emphasis on the Christian home. Introduction. Marriage is an institution that is widely recognized globally, regardless of if you are a believer or unbeliever, rich or poor. Unfortunately, it is also an institution that has been devalued and attacked the most in our society today. Defining marriage. It is interesting to see that even in today's perverse world, we can still find circular resources, physically and online. For example, Britannica, that still identifies the marriage union to be between a man and a woman. The online encyclopedia defines marriage as this: a legally and socially sanctioned union, usually between a man and a woman, that is regulated by laws, rules, customs, beliefs, and attitudes that prescribe the rights and duties of the partners and afford status to their offspring, if any. Now, on the Marriage Foundation website, it states, marriage is generally defined as a lifetime institution conceived of, comprised of, and created together by two people, and legitimized by the government and or by a religious authority. If you pay close attention to this definition compared to the one by Britannica, you will observe that it doesn't say between a man and a woman, but instead between two individuals, meaning it can be between two individuals of the same sex. This is the circular definition of marriage that has been accepted globally in today's society. What is Christian marriage? To define Christian marriage, we must go back to the book of beginnings, Genesis. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." Genesis 2:18, King James Version. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Genesis 2:22-24. God instituted the first marriage. It was blessed and consecrated by him. Marriage is sacred. It was designed by God to be between men and women for his glory. Christian marriage is not a contract or agreement like many in the secular world label it as, but instead, it is a covenant made between God, the man, and the woman. So then they are no longer two but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Matthew 19:6. God's plan for marriage is to provide companionship, spiritual fellowship, raising godly children, and establishing and building his kingdom. In today's world, marriage has been turned into something else, something that is contrary to God's will. The number of divorces have skyrocketed in recent years alone. The sanctity of marriage has been devalued and seen as just a piece of paper to be signed. You see people of the same sex, homosexuals and lesbians, getting married even in churches. Churches that claim that they are built on biblical truths. You'll see many justifying the practice of homosexuality. It is not a sin. It's an alternative lifestyle, they state. Many people, especially in the Western world, are living together without being married. It has become the norm of society. Living out of wedlock is not sin. It is a responsible way to prepare for marriage. Another way to justify sinful actions. It is sad to see that even those who profess to be believers are engaging in such ungodly lifestyles. Marital customs, laws, and rituals. As mentioned in the first paragraph, marriage is an institution that is widely recognized all over the world. It is found to exist in almost all cultures or societies, regardless of their religion, faith beliefs, and economic status. Every culture has its own customs, laws, and ritual practices when it comes to the institution of marriage. Examples of customs or practices in certain cultures are: the brides wear crowns to deflect evil spirits. This is practiced in Norway. No smiling on the wedding day, practiced in Congo. During the entire wedding day, they must not smile. The couples are considered unserious about the marriage if they do. Trade by barter, practiced in the Zulu nation in South Africa. The dowry is typically beneficial to both parties. The bride price, or the dowry known as lobola, is paid to the bride's family to show gratitude to the family for raising a prospective bride. It is also a display of apology for taking away their precious jewel. After accepting the payment, the bride in turn buys groceries and gifts for the groom and the groom's family. Placing a baby on the couple's bed to bless and enhance their fertility is practiced in the Czech Republic. Jumping the broom is a popular African-American practice or culture here in the United States. Mandatory to give birth before marriage is practiced in South Sudan. Among the Nuer people of South Sudan, the groom pays 20 to 40 cows to the bride's family before the formal wedding ceremonies occur, and the bride must produce at least 2 children. In a lot of societies, marriage is an elaborate affair and celebrated with merriment and much fanfare. Now, depending on the economic status of the family, it can be quite costly for both sides of the family. In most cases, the groom's family, depending on if it's a matrilineal or patrilineal society. Within a society, you'll find marriage unions are only permitted within tribes, ethnic groups, a particular clan or kingship. Also, within cultures, one will find different forms of marital unions being practiced aside from monogamy. Monogamy is a traditional union between one man and one woman. There are other types of marriage unions. For example, polygamy, which is a marriage of one man or to two or more wives. There is bigamy, the unlawful contracting of a marriage by or with a woman who is already married to another man. Polygamy is still currently practiced in several parts of the world. For example, the Middle East and several parts of Africa. One of the most common practices or customs you'll find in many parts of the world today, like in most parts of Africa and South Asia, is the giving of dowry. Dowry is the money, the goods, or estates that a man brings to his wife and wife's family for marriage. This is most common in cultures that are strongly patrilineal and that expect women to reside with or near their husband's family. One of the primary functions of a dowry has been to serve as a form of protection for the wife against the very real possibility of ill treatment by her husband and his family. In some cultures, take the Nigerian culture, for example, the man usually pays the bride price and is thus considered the head of the family. If the bride price is not paid, the wedding will not take place. We'll continue from here next time, where we look at the godly family, which is also known as the Christian home.